Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I are drinking some False Dichotomy from Two Brothers and Metropolitan Brewery. We talk about a ton of events coming up, ones you should get tickets for. We got Stout Fest at Busan and Clybourne, and Chicago Beer Fest coming up at Field Museum. It's a big episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again. More beer, more talking, more drinking. Yeah, drinking twice. You got to drink twice as much for as much as you talk. I think that's the rule.
Man.
So how was your week?
It wasn't bad, Brad, okay. You know?
All right. We should talk about the beer first, right? I'm throwing us all off. I was more of just like a greeting, like, how was your week? But we're drinking here, as usual. We'll get into our week here in a minute. Since the whole show is about the week, why should I?
Yeah, that's true.
So we got the Two Brothers False Dichotomy.
Yeah, so this is a collab with Metropolitan Brewing.
Yeah, so the lager brewery.
Yeah, so this is an India Pale Lager. 26 years of Chicago craft beer experience in one bottle, bruh.
Well, that's combining their two.
Yeah, because
right?
Dos Bros have been around for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're less than 10 years old, I'm guessing.
I find it funny when people do that.
Yeah. I've been working for 2 years, you've been working for 20.
Yeah.
Like, right, like that.
22 years experience in this.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, I do, a lot of the India Pale Lagers you see are really hopped up. Mm-hmm. You know, like Motor Rose got one out. A lot of people are doing the lager now. Because, right. You know, they're light, they're clean, they're fun.
Right. They just take so long to make.
Yeah, they're like twice as long as the ale. Uh-huh. I do like the fact that this isn't an overly, like, fruity hopped lager.
Okay.
You know, it's earthy, and it's really more of a lager than the other IPLs we've been having lately.
Okay.
You know?
I feel like they're usually pretty hopped up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was at Two Brothers, and they had this here, and the guy said, I think... Metro brought the wheat and the barley out there, and then they brewed it at Two Brothers.
Okay.
And then it looks like I think Two Brothers is then selling it then. It's kind of going through them because if they brewed it, they're distributing it. So
yeah, and it's got the Dos Bros cap on it. So
it's probably also a way for Metro to get in some other markets maybe that they weren't in. Like, I don't know if this is available in Scottsdale and kind of the bigger reach of Two Brothers.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. But I dig it. It's not too heavy. What was the ABV on it?
What, seven?
Seven? Yeah. You're going to get drunk after a couple of those because they go down fast.
Yeah. Al, the artwork is the machine work that you're used to seeing on Metropolitan labels. And the machine is caressing a rose.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah, simple. Nothing too fancy going on here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I was at Two Brothers, so that's why I picked this up.
Okay, so you went out to, what is it, Warrenville?
I was out in Warrenville. I haven't seen this in Six Packs here, so I didn't know if it was going to be available everywhere or what that was. So I was like, oh, I'll get some of this.
Yeah.
So I had a pint of it there, and then I also had, I think the... Monarch is back. It's Monarch season.
Monarch. Is that the wit?
Yeah.
Okay. I do like the wit. I mean, I'd really like whatever hop juice is being called now. I like that a lot.
Oh, hop centric?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We go through some Two Brothers on this show.
We do. They do a lot of beer and it's easy to get.
Yeah.
I don't usually.
I can find it and I like it.
Yeah. I was at my dad's and he had like a whole bunch of hop centric in his fridge. And I was like, man. You're too far away for me to like be knocking back hop-centrics. Like a two-hour drive from my house, and I have to get home, and I can't be drinking this 10% double IPA.
Yeah, you're going to need a nap after that, man.
But they also at Two Brothers had what they call like a kettle sour.
Okay.
So they do like these one-off sour beers.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even have a name. They just call them Kettle Sours.
No, is this a full blown like brew pub? Like
at Two Brothers? This is where this is their main production brewery.
Oh.
And you know, they have all their beers and they have a restaurant. So
okay.
It's a brew pub with the production brewery in the back.
I haven't been there.
Okay. I've never done the tour, but it's a huge space. Like it's in the middle of kind of nowhere back there in Warrenville. Like you go through the industrial park and there's no sign.
You just walk up and
yeah, it's like oh, I think like, this is it.
I feel
yeah.
like this is it.
Yeah.
This is what Yelp said. Yelp said this was it.
So, you know, everyone's going in here. All right, sure. So I've never done the tour, but I know I've seen people lining up for the tours, going on it. I've heard good things. So
Dos Bros, their sour beers get a lot of rave in the beer world too.
Yeah. I haven't seen any in a while, like any of the bottles of their stuff. So
same here.
Because it was like, was it two or?
Yeah, there's kind of like the one, like there's just sour beer one and sour beer two.
Yeah, I feel like two was like my favorite at a FOBAB, like maybe like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my, I guess, main drinking stop this week. I don't think I made it out to anywhere else special.
Yeah.
Worth noting.
I hear that. Yeah.
How about yourself?
I didn't get out too much, man. You know what I did try was Excel Brewing down in Brees, Illinois. They have this, it's a brewery and a soda company. Okay. And they've got this stout Asian rum barrels. I think it's called like Black Breath or something. You know, the bottle looked eerily similar to like the artwork on like the Solemn Oath barrels. Oh. You know how it's like a reaper or some kind of like undead like drawing. It looked just like that, actually. But their name caught my attention because you remember we went to Howls and Hood and we went all the way upstairs and a really cool view.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And those guys were really raving about the Excel because I believe the Excel head brewer used to brew a stone.
Oh, cool.
And this beer was out of sight, man. It was like a barrel-aged, rum barrel-aged stout. Just really fantastic, man. Like, not too overly cloying, just really nice and even, balanced tasting notes. It was really good.
Man, rum, I feel like rum barrel-aged stuff and rum is kind of... taking off a little bit. It's kind of the new drink people are wanting.
Yeah, for sure. You saw gin poke its head out a lot recently, and you started to see the same thing with rum.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I just hit a bunch of cocktail bars this week, honestly. Okay. Like Lost Lake got taken over by like a disco bar in Houston that took over Lost Lake this week. I went there. I went to Queen Mary in Wicker Park. I went to Barmada. Barmada's in Humboldt Park. The Queen Mary spot, oddly enough, man, they said that it had been vacant for 60 years.
Really?
That's right. It sounds like a typo. So, like, you know, on the strip, like across the street from Paisano's. Basically, like a couple doors down from whatever Small Bar is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that Queen Mary. Nothing?
It was nothing for 60 years. Apparently, there's this 92-year-old lady who owned the building, and she just kept it vacant. She, like, didn't want to rent to anyone. So these guys, who local guys, they befriended her, and they named the place after her. So the place's name is Queen Mary. I'm like, because it's, like, this British nautical theme.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you guys from, like, the coast or something? Like, why is there only seafood and, like, you know.
They even have food?
They've got some food, light food, all, like all seafood. You know, like smoked whitefish.
I was in there late, so... It looked like there was a kitchen, but it wasn't open, so I wasn't sure if it was actually a thing. But it's tiny.
It's super small. It's super cute. It's a groovy little spot, man. Yeah. I was blown away that a spot on the strip could sit empty for that long.
Right.
But, so,
yeah. Own the building, like, who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah, she's just like, listen, get off my lawn.
I don't want to deal with it.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's all I did, man. I hit a few cocktail bars. Barmada had a real, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page. Barmada is really into beer. So they've got like their wait staff draw this really cool portrait of the Outlager from Local Option.
Mm.
Yeah. So
where's Barmada at?
Barmada is right at Chicago Avenue, California.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry, Grand in California.
Nice.
So.
All right. So cocktails, man.
I got off the train, man. I got off the Beer Express, man, and had some cocktails, man.
I know. Since the new year, since you got like your bar set up at home, you've been like cocktailing it up.
Yeah, man. And I'm starting to lean towards gin you know.
Okay.
A little gin.
We have to change this podcast or do something else now.
Just have like a segment dedicated a
cocktail segment.
Yeah, to like mixed drinks and cocktails.
Cocktail minute. There's something there. We just mix up a cocktail.
Yeah, because some of these, I know like at Bar-Mata, they do have, or not just Bar-Mata, a lot of places in general are finished using beer as a layer in a drink.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a lot of these will have like, you know, gin and fresh juice and a couple other cordials and like finish it off with like a, you know, a white IPA, you know. Okay. So you see that. Beer is a really nice layer in cocktails. Yavery is the first cocktail spot that I noticed that really took advantage of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Kind of like this cocktail podcast idea. Yeah, I like the blind tasting podcast even more.
Which can be, it can be scary, man. We talked about it a little bit. Like, it could be, that's a scary proposition, man. Because these beers, man, when they, if they sit for too long in different conditions,
yeah,
you'll be like, what the hell? I thought this was a pepper beer.
I think that could be funny. I think that would open our eyes to what we think beer is, or even like what we expect one beer to be. Like, oh nope, that is that's Upland Wheat.
Right. Just do like an old fashioned like, you know, Pepsi challenge, right? Like, yeah, like you think, you know, the beer that gets all the press versus a beer that doesn't. Mm-hmm. And who knows if you close your eyes.
Yeah. You know? Just like tell someone or people in the office, like, hey, here's $15, go to the store, grab me a 6-pack. Don't show what it is, open it up. Drink it.
That'd be a good wrinkle. I like it.
Then cocktails. We'll be mixing cocktails,
and then,
too.
And then we make cocktails.
Afterwards. You tricked me with King Cobra.
We just put King... The recipe to this King Cobra cocktail is on the website now.
It's like, you brought me back $14 and this is $15. This is King Cobra. I know it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well... That was our week, and I'll say it again at the end of the show here. We're going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, so we're taking a two-week break, man. Everybody's scatting.
Right.
So getting away for a second.
I'll be going to, Santa Monica this weekend and back on Monday.
Right on.
Where are you off to?
I'm off to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Wow, that's even fancier than my Santa Monica.
Getting the hell out of here, man.
All right, and then I will be off to Portland and Seattle for a little bit of time. So I'll be on the West Coast a lot
next
couple weeks. So I'm sure we might tweet out some pictures. It won't be Chicago beer related, but it'll be drinking related.
I'm sure we'll stumble into a brewery or two.
Yeah.
On our travels.
Yeah, and you'll be up in your rum game even more in Puerto Rico.
Are you kidding me?
So we'll be missing for a couple weeks. So sorry, anyone who loves this show and listens. We'll be back soon. But we do have some events to talk about this coming week, and we're going to dive into maybe some of the things coming up that...
We should touch on the next couple weeks since we're going to be out.
All right. What do we got on the calendar?
All right. So this week is St. Patrick's Day, obviously, so a lot of green beer is going to be flowing.
No, it's the 17th. Right?
Yeah. But everyone's observing it.
That's because Chicago drinks.
That's like, true. We can't wait.
They're alcoholics.
Like, there were some Western Burbs folks that like Park Forest. They had Forest Park.
Yeah.
They had a parade. I'm seeing like everyone in green garb ready to
rock.
Oh, and
I think the river gets dyed this weekend.
The river gets dyed this weekend.
So that's like the sign, like, hey, the river is green. You drink.
So Goose Island's doing their Stout Fest this weekend. That's going to be on the 13th from noon to 4 at Goose Island Clybourne.
Is it sold out? You know?
It might be sold out. That goes pretty quick. The good thing is that this year they're taking over the whole bar. You know, they got the front and the back bar and that little room, the little party space. And usually it's not the entire bar.
Okay.
So this will be the whole bar. And 14 breweries, Chicagoland area. Vanilla Abraxas from Perennial is going to be there.
Okay.
I've never heard of such insanity.
No, that sounds really good.
I'm excited about that.
I'm sad I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that too.
Do you think the Stout Fest and what's the other one? Not Barley Wine.
Belgian Fest.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to continue at Goose Clybourne now that AB owns it?
Yeah, I mean, let's hope for the best. I think when AB took over at Fulton, you know, we all just thought it was doomsday. We all thought it would go the way of Rolling Rock or something, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, well, they closed Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and it'll be, and that's the end of it. It's all yep. over. But, you know, it ended up being that Goose influenced them more than they influenced Goose. I think they got, like, deeper pockets to, you know, for advertising, and then they got safety standards. And then Goose is kind of driving the direction of this stuff for the most part.
Okay. Right? So hopefully they just say, Clybourne, keep doing your thing.
Yeah, I think, if anything, Clybourne will be influenced by what the folks at Fulton want to do.
Okay.
You know, instead of the other way around, because they were, Clybourne was completely independent, you know.
Right.
So yeah. Now you're going to see basically, this is basically the tap room for the production brewery.
Kind of, right? Yeah. They already have that little tap room there, but it's kind of just standard fare for the most part.
Yeah, I think you're going to see. I don't know if you'll see as many beers. They did a really good job of having, like, their own unique program. They were coming into their own, I thought, making really good beers that you could only get there that they didn't distribute. Yeah. And I don't know, that might change.
Okay.
So.
All right. So Stout Fest this weekend, Goose Clybourne.
Yeah. Also the same day is Pie Observance Day at Local Options. So Pie Day, 314 is Monday, but Local Options Party is Sunday at noon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Local Option is, Alesmith's going to have a few beers there. Local Option's going to have 6 of their beers. They got 33 taps there. They're going to have 3 beers from Scratch Brewing down way down in, like, Ava, Illinois.
Oh, those guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, they look like they're like, you crawled out of the Southern.
They looked the part.
So, yeah, it's just like overalls and like, yeah, what?
They
exist?
Yeah, man. They like, they're foragers. Mm-hmm. So a lot, they got these really unique recipes, you know, that, you know, they got their own farm down there.
Right. They basically are kind of like Pigpen. Like, they have, like, from Peanuts, like, they have dust falling around because they're foraging.
They are a very unique brewery.
But they make great beer.
Their beers are tasty.
I don't even say but. Like, that's not even, like, the right word. They do.
They
like,
do.
Like,
yeah.
How they just have this, like, very Southern look to them. It's
they are quite Southern.
Because I saw them at, what was it, during Craft Beer Week, the closing ceremony at the park.
Yeah, yeah, Wells Park.
Yeah. It was super hot. I'm in, like, shorts and a t-shirt. They're in overalls with, like, long sleeve flannels. It's like,
hey, man, they're like, what? We got one speed.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's this
the
speed.
Sun cannot touch me kind of look. It's like, what?
Oh, man. That's funny. So that's Pi Day. That's okay. Sunday. Sunday the 13th at Local Option, man. That's actually all I got for Sunday.
Okay.
We got anything else this week? Should we slide into?
Let's keep going. Yeah.
Keep going. All right. So Tuesday the 15th is the Break the Cellar event. So that week, Tuesday the 15th is that's Whiskey Week. So I believe Whiskey Fest Chicago is going to be that week.
Okay.
And Bar on Buena is going to have their Whiskey Fest event. It's the Cellar. So it's Whiskey 2, Whiskey Boogaloo. It's flights. They're going to the Cellar and do offer flights.
Flights of whiskey.
Flights of Buffalo Trace, flights of Pappy Van Winkle, Orphan Barrel. They're going to dive deep into their collection.
All right. Do you have a favorite whiskey?
Right now, it's probably that Weller Special Reserve, the Weller 12-year. Okay. It's a wheat whiskey. I really dig that one a lot. You know, and I've really been digging this Irish whiskey that I learned about when we were there. It's called the Yellow Spot from Mitchell and Sons.
Oh,
it's a 12-year.
I don't know if I've had that.
Yeah, it's it costs a couple extra bucks, but you know where the extra bucks went when you pop it open. It's nice.
I don't know if I have a favorite. Like Pappy's great.
Yeah. If you can get it, like,
yeah,
you know, like I see that obviously the 10-year is the one you see the most of.
Mm-hmm.
Old Rip Van Winkle. I maybe had Pappy, what is it, 25-year?
That's one.
I've had that maybe twice.
Yeah.
You know? So you just never see it.
Yeah, I know, like, Templeton's was a favorite, but then they have, when you found out, like, that article that went around of the, like, hey, your favorite whiskey right. people are not making this. So
they're not like this little family off in Iowa. Yeah, it wasn't that at all.
That tainted Templeton's a little bit.
That kind of sucked. Mm. There's some good go-to whiskeys out there. Buffalo Trace is always nice.
That's a solid, cheap one.
Yeah.
Shots of Wild Turkey are always fun, too.
The Lawman and Eagle guys were saying that they're the top account in the state for Buffalo Trace because they use it in their... they use it in their Manhattans. And then they use Wild Turkey 101 in their old fashions.
Oh, okay.
So. Wild Turkey 101. I mean, it kind of borders, when you think Wild Turkey, you might think like home, like homelessness, right? Like,
a little bit, yeah. Right?
Like, you know, hobos, like winos, you know. But it does not, that 101 does not suck. It's actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. I feel like I'd have to look at them. What's available, and then I could pick out. I can't name a whiskey off the top of my head.
The Breckenridge one that from Breckenridge, Colorado. That one's pretty tasty, too.
Okay.
I like that one. Yeah.
See, look at this. Craft cocktail.
Oh, man.
Cast.
I got excited when we started talking about whiskey all of a sudden.
All right. So that's a whiskey week is kicking off. It's drinking related, and Bar Ombreno has tons of great beer, too.
Yeah. So. For sure.
All right. Anything else from Whiskey Week or happening next week that you saw?
No, I'm ready to slide into the next week.
All right.
23rd.
I feel like April is like where it goes down, because that's when Chicago Craft Beer Week is in.
I think that might be May.
May.
Though. Yeah.
But like April is like the events happen. Dark Lord Day is in April.
You're talking Dark Lord Day. You're talking warmer weather. You're talking the schedule picks up.
I saw What the Firk. I shared that on Facebook page.
I saw
today.
That. That's the one at the old
headquarters.
Yeah, headquarters.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, all right. So, following week, so we're gone next week. So Tuesday is our whiskey day.
Yeah, so we'll be gone, no show the 15th. Then the following week, which I believe is the 23rd, the Citradella record store pop up is happening. So Citradella is a citrus pale ale from New Belgium. And they're doing a pop-up at a record store. So from 6 to 8, you can get the beer at the store. It's a fundraiser for Chirp, the independent radio of Illinois or of Chicago.
Yeah.
So they'll be playing local tunes. There'll be swag. Everyone who comes gets an invite to an after party at Small Bar. And then you get a free beer. Oh, and there'll be adult coloring gifts. Adult coloring. Yeah, I wonder if that's like an adult coloring book or like, you know, because I've seen that. This is an adult coloring book where it's like.
Like sexual things?
It's like grown-up stuff and like curse words. And yeah, it's like a coloring book though, you know. It's kind of funny actually. Yeah. So.
No, Chirp is awesome. They have, you know, what they're doing and, you know, supporting Chicago radio is fantastic.
For sure. That's the 23rd.
Anything before the 26th?
Nothing before the one more before the 26th. On March 24th, Pipeworks is back, man, with their Russian.
Back? Where'd they go?
They're back, man. You don't need to know where they went. You need to know they're back.
Back, okay. Doesn't matter where they've been, but they're back.
They got the Big Lebowski party, the return of the Big Lebowski. So the Big Lebowski is actually it's a white Russian milk stout, and the name of the stout is Dude, Where's My Beverage?
Yeah.
So it's a white stout, and they're gonna have an event at a movie theater at Logan Theater. It's gonna be a costume contest as well as a launch party for the beer, and they'll be showing the movie The Big Lebowski at 10:30.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That ought to be good.
Man, Big Lebowski is so good.
Oh man, it doesn't get old.
Yeah.
It does not get old.
I feel like it revitalized White Russians. I feel like people probably would have stopped drinking them if there was no Big Lebowski.
That's true.
White Russians are fun to drink.
It's the first time I had one was after seeing that movie.
And then when you go bowling, you almost have to have a White Russian. At some point in the night, you just would be like, White Russians, let's do it.
I would love if somebody came to this dressed as the Jesus, the guy, you know, the guy. He was dressed like this crazy... Like, he was, like, Puerto Rican.
Purple
or like,
suit.
Yeah.
You got to, when you're back from Puerto Rico, get the suit.
Hey, get a little curly fro, man, my way over to Logan Theater and dress up as the Jesus.
Come on, man.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus. Right on. So that's on the 24th, man.
All right. And the 26th, which I know you can still get tickets for.
It's a Saturday, right?
It's a Saturday, yeah. It's a Chicago Beer Festival at the Field Museum.
Really?
So this is
the one that used to be at Union Station, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right on.
And was it before that? Was it in Soldier Field too?
They're different.
Different. They're different.
They're different.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the classic, the beer classic.
The beer.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with, man.
Oh man. It's like brouhaha. Is it the real brouhaha or is it the brouhaha?
Right. Oh man.
So tickets are, I think they're like 45, I wanna say.
Mm-hmm.
This event, it caters to a lot of newer craft beer people.
For sure.
But you're drinking at the Field Museum, so that's pretty awesome.
I'd love to drink at the Field Museum.
So general admission will be 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and VIP starts at 7, so get that VIP. Attendees will see 40 taster vouchers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinks, 40. Jesus. Since Chicago's rule is you cannot do unlimited drinks, they just are like, here's 500 tickets. Go. Man, we know you're not going to drink 40. Because if you had 40 samples, what are they're usually like 3-ounce samples. Yeah, I don't know. Math on the fly is not my forte here. But that's a lot, though.
40 of anything.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Even if it was just an ounce each.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, because these are big beers.
40 ounces. It's a 40. You just drank a 40.
You're drinking a 40.
Yeah. So, what, double, triple, 340s? You're going to drink 340s?
Yeah, you're basically drinking 340s.
Yeah.
God. And this isn't a good way to look at it. And it's not like a 5% beer, you know. It's going to be higher than that in most cases.
Edward 40 Hands Plus.
God. It's rough out here, man.
But Chicago Beer Festival, I feel like I might try to go to this just to drink at the Field Museum.
I'm with you.
Because I don't make it to the Field Museum that often, so if I can do two things at it, that's even better.
I think, I'm trying to think out loud, and I'm like, I haven't been there for a beer, maybe ever.
And so tickets are, VIP is about $60, and general is $48, so just get VIP.
Yeah.
Just do it. Always get VIP.
Dude, go VIP. You get to spend a little time there and have your run of the place before the civilians come.
Yeah.
And and a lot of times these events are for a cause. Sometimes they're just for some dude's, Ferrari fund. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times part of the proceeds donate to something.
Right.
Especially when you go VIP.
If it's at the Field Museum, that does mean it probably goes to the Field Museum. So it's a write-off. Yeah. It's a donation to the museum. Mm-hmm. Tax write-off. Do it. But man, VIP is, I love that VIP hour because after that hour, you're kind of like, this is sucks. I got to wait in line now. But you can get all your favorite ones.
How many people are they going to let in this thing?
It's like, oh man, they're still coming. But you can get your beers you think there's going to be a line for. Maybe there's Goose Island Rare or some other sour one that's like a one-off. Or Vanilla Abraxas. Get in there, try it before everyone else lines up.
Vanilla Abraxas has me curious. My ears are up.
All right.
I want this.
Nice. Anything else on the calendar for, I guess, almost the rest of the month that anyone should be on the lookout for? Whew. It's tough to, we're used to thinking weekly.
In seven day spurts. So now now it's scrambling my brain here. But we cover some events.
All right. So we're going to be back then. So we're off. No show 15th. Mm-hmm. No show the 22nd. We'll be back on the 29th.
All right.
Whew. So we're recording on the 29th. One more show in March here. So we're only kicking out three episodes this month. So, whew. It's not like us.
I know. We usually go at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
So we're taking 2 weeks off. That's rare. That's rare. That's rare for us.
Bourbon County rare. All right. So we always like to close it out here with some beer news.
Yeah.
What's been happening?
We got a little bit of beer news, man. Buckle Down is hosting the Maps and the Atlases.
Oh, I got the hat.
You're rocking the Buckle Down Brewery hat. They're out in Lyons, Illinois. Maps and Atlases is a local group. I know that they were at the Barrel Warehouse about a year or so ago.
They played at the block party.
And they played at the 312 block party. Yeah. So it's cool that Buckle Down's getting into live music. They want to support live local Chicago musicians. So that'll be this Friday at 7 p.m. Founders, the next edition in the Backstage series is a repeat from last year.
Yeah.
They're a Mango Magnifico. So that's coming out this week, actually. So Mango Magnifico is a 10% pale ale with mangoes grown in Michigan and habaneros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So speaking of Two Brothers, who had them on the show this week, Two Brothers and David Berg Prime House, which is in the James Hotel downtown. It's a steakhouse at the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing a collab. A collab called the Bovine.
Okay.
The Bovine beer. So apparently it's a amber ale infused with Chardonnay.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
So I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
It was either Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, but they're infusing... They're infusing wine into a Two Brothers Amber Ale.
Okay.
Yeah, the steakhouse and Two Brothers. So We'll see how that turns out. New Belgian breweries turning 25.
What?
Yeah, that was quick. And to celebrate their 25th anniversary, they're doing a remix, if you will, on Fat Tire. Okay. So they got this mixed 12-pack called Fat Tire and Friends. So they're letting like some of their favorite breweries just do their interpretation of Fat Tire, which is pretty cool. So Allagash, Avery, Firestone Walker, Hopworks, Ryan Geist, they're all doing their spin on Fat Tire, and they're going to put it all in a 12-pack.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. So Allagash is going to obviously have, like, a Belgian-inspired one, and, you know, and Hopworks is going to have, like, a super hoppy, extra pale ale version of they take the original recipe and just kind of do what they want with it.
Okay. So they started in, if it's 25, what, they started in 91?
Maybe like 90. Wow.
91.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So Goose and all those crew they started, shoots 88.
That was the 88 crew. 88 crew was pretty big. That was Brooklyn, Great Lakes, Deschutes, and Goose Island all in 88.
And, yeah, you said Great Lakes, Deschutes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big year.
Right. So yeah. 25. Whew, okay. Man, yeah, so 88. So we're coming up. We're only like 2 years from the 30. For them.
Yeah.
Because we just had that, like, 25 party not too long ago.
Which was a ridiculous
party.
That was my favorite. Of all, I mean, Goose parties probably more than any other crew in town. That was my favorite Goose party was the 25. They do the annual one every year at Clybourne where, you know, the staff all dresses in black. It's like at night during the week.
Yeah.
But the 25th, the silver party, was like a full-blown bar party at Clybourne. I mean, at Fulton.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So cheers to New Belgium for turning 25.
Yeah.
We talked about Chicago Craft Beer Week. That's right around the corner, coming up in May. So Beer Under Glass is the opening ceremony, and then Wells Park is the closing ceremony. And those tickets are going on sale pretty soon. So Beer Under Glass tickets go on sale March 17th. And right after that, Wells Park tickets go on sale.
We gotta get John.
March 21st for Wells
Park. We got to get them on to talk about this.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think we haven't seen Justin. We haven't talked to him on the show in over a year.
Right. I'm supposed to get, who am I talking about?
Crowley?
No, not Boom. Crowley.
Oh, who are you talking about? You talking about Justin? You talking about from the guild?
Mm. I'm totally blanking. It's this damn Two Brothers beer.
It's sneaky. It's sneaky good. And yeah, it's creepy.
I'm supposed
to
get Kevin from Beguile.
Oh, yeah.
I got to hit him up when we're back.
Yes.
We're going to come back strong. Beguile, Justin.
Now we're turning into a drinking show. You know what we're going to do?
We know what we're going to do. We got ideas.
Man, we got so many ideas, man. we sound like a drinking show now. No, those would be two good guests when we get back, though.
Right, because the tickets, when do Beer Under Glass tickets go on sale again?
Beer Under Glass is the 17th, and the other one, the closing ceremony.
Wells Park.
Wells Park is the 21st.
Okay. And Wells Park is the same park as last year, right?
Right, right. And, they there was talk about changing it and having it be, well, the close being somewhere else every year because they would do that for a while.
Right. I love that location. I knew they had issues because you're not allowed to, like, drive golf carts and stuff out there. You can't drive trucks. So
they don't want you, like, damaging the grass?
The pipes for the sprinkler are very close to the surface, so if you drive a heavy vehicle out there, you will basically get stuck and bend the pipes. So it's not a very, I guess, sturdy. Yeah, it's not a strong park.
Not the sturdiest park in town. When you, over 15 acres, I can see how that would be a concern. Like, you'd want to have, you know, as much technology as possible getting across 15 acres.
But that was an awesome, I guess, location for it last year.
Yeah, you were talking about how it reminded you a little bit of, like, the one up in Madison a little bit, like the beginning of that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to go to that. Yeah, so it looks like Beer Under Glass is a $90 VIP ticket, $50 general admission. Wells Park's going to be
$70.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your VIP again because it goes to the Garfield Conservatory.
Yeah.
Great cause. Write off.
And talk about killer venues. I don't know if there's one that's better than that, that we have occupied, you know?
Yeah, no.
Because there are color. There
when
are
it's other. Not muddy.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a rough one. That was a rough one, yeah. All of them have been kind of seamless, kind of almost like, almost close to perfect, except for the one where A, it was cold and rainy and muddy, and then B, they told you couldn't walk on the grass. So then everyone's walking around the grass in the same muddy footprints.
Yeah.
It was intense, man.
All right.
It was intense.
Can't control the weather.
That's no. No. Everything was fucked up that year. Dark Lord Day, Sox home, Cub opener, everything was bad that year. All right. Where are we? Oh, news. Day of the Living Ales.
That happened.
Happened last week. They gave us some awards. Looks like Best in Show, the Golden Tut Award, was Goose Island's Curbside ESB. Now, you were saying that only the pubs can participate, and like the Big Brewery Goose couldn't participate. Well, now it's all one again, apparently.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're out.
Yeah, I wonder if they're like out
now. Like they were like, all right, you're already fine, but next time you're out.
We will give you one more year.
So this was the pub.
This was the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. They won for a curbside ESB, and then they break the other winners into two categories, low gravity and high gravity.
Okay.
All right. So they just give a overall winner and a runner up. Mm-hmm. So for low gravity, Off Color won with its IKEA beer.
Oh, okay.
And I wonder which one that was.
You got put together. I don't know.
I think I saw something briefly that said, hey, it's just like a bunch of stuff that he like literally found like at IKEA. Like, you know, do they have food at IKEA?
Well, they have like meatballs that.
All right, that can't be right. All right, but the second runner-up was also Off Color. Off Color swept the low gravity category. Wari, which is a ciccata de mole.
Ah, cool.
Whatever that is. Yeah, and then the high gravity Half Acre one for Big Hugs, and then Temperance came in second with the Might Meets Right.
No, that's a good beer. Barrel-aged
Russian Imperial style.
Yeah.
It is International Women's Day. We got a lot of news. International Women's Day today.
The day we're recording, not the day you're listening to this.
Correct. The day we recorded was International Women's Day. They had an International Women's Brew Day at Brickstone.
Oh, okay.
So they made the Pink Boot Society, the Illinois chapter, they made an India Pale Lager. I'm sorry, India Black Lager.
That makes sense because he used to work at Temperance.
Oh, yeah. You're right. So, Alex Levingood.
Alex, yeah. So maybe he's like... you know, I'm sure still very good friends with Claudia.
Yes. And yeah, I remember they made that beer a couple years ago. They made it at Rock Bottom Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. 99 Problems was the name of that beer.
That was a good name.
Great name for a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was like an hibiscus, like, you know, hibiscus Belgian ale. With
sure.
With peppercorns and some other.
Yeah. Something else in there. All right. It's also National Pancake Day, so is there no pancake beer?
Dude, I'm all about those pancakes. Bourbon, you get some bourbon barrel-aged syrup on these pancakes, man.
Ooh,
yeah. See, there's a gold nugget near where I live,
okay.
But I always get on Sunday morning, I always get the pancakes to go because I got the bourbon barrel-aged.
Because you got better syrup than they do.
See, you can't just like, you know, I don't want to be that guy, you know.
You brought your own syrup?
I don't want to bring my syrup to the gold nugget.
I brought my own. I don't need
this. So I'll just take these pancakes and take them to the flat.
Okay.
And I'll have them there.
All right. Sure. Why not? Yeah. All right, so that's all the news then?
That's it. Oh, that's it for news.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not recording.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. So I've been using this app called Anchor lately.
Okay.
Where it's like a voice, like conversation app. You can do like...
like auto-tune? Make you sound
no,
like T-Pain?
No, you can do like... people do a lot of motivation stuff. I've been doing some beer reviews and things like that on it.
Yeah.
And I found some guy that knows Chicago Beer Pass. He listens. Mm. He's like, I love what you and Nick are doing.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So big shout out to him. I don't have his name up, but yeah, he's on this app called Anchor. And so it's pretty cool. So been doing some beer reviews there as well. But Chicago Beer Pass... our website, Chicago Beer Pass. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, links to events we talk about, the beers we review. Yeah, everything's available there. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We post photos, share events, future ones, ones we don't talk about on here, just whatever we come across, and photos of us drinking somewhere.
Photos.
Yeah.
It's important.
So check that out. And that'll do it for this week's episode. We'll be back later this month with another one. Thanks.
Right on. Cheers.